Hi guys, welcome back to Chatting with Katrina. Today is August the 3rd, 2020, and this year has been a crazy year. First has been this pandemic going on, and then it has been this Black Lives Movement going on, and then they had a riot, which that was crazy as shit. Why would you have a riot? And now they talking about sending these kids back to school. What do you guys think? How can you guys approve this stuff? Okay? You know, like, I don't think the kids should go back to school. And I'm going to say why I don't think kids could go back to school. Because, like, kids could spread more germs as adults do, you know, like, than we do it, you know. But it's just, like, they want to do handshakes. They want to hug each other when they see each other for the first time. No. No. It's not a good sign. And they already know it's not good. So let's go head to the show while we on it trying to talk about some things. Yay! Guys, you can support my podcast by going to the description below. And you could go on anchor.com. You can help this podcast grow. And I can do more for this podcast. And as well, by you doing that, you could also go to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Because I know last week I talked about how do you know if your best friend is fake. And this week I'm going to talk about all the 5 signs about your fake friend. Hey! That could be a little bit easy to talk about. But yeah, you could help both of these things grow, my channel and my podcast at the same time. And it's okay if you don't want to support it. You're fine, you know? There's nothing else wrong with that. Alright, well, we're going to move on to this thing here. So I don't think kids should go back to school. And the reason why I say that children should not go back to school, because it's this pandemic still going on, and you don't know if the parents had COVID, if the parents had, like, if anybody else in the house got COVID, you know, like, why do people think too early? Like, why do people don't think, like, well, maybe we should not send these kids back to school, so let's keep them home. And other people, they debated, well, we should have the kids go back to school. I don't care. We should just do it, you know? But I'm just thinking, like, I don't think they should go back to school. And there's a reason why I say they should not go. Because kids spread germs, much as adults do. The kids want to shake hands, hug, you know, because they haven't seen each other for a long time. They want to play with each other, you know, share each other's toys, all this other stuff. And y'all are telling me that this COVID wouldn't spread through children. Right. So, it's guaranteed that it will. It will. Because you don't know what will happen. So, I'm just saying, like, we should just think about it before we start saying, yes, let's send them back to school. Because I remember there were some people debating, we should send our kids back to school. It'll be fine. They should go back to school. And then there are some people who debate and say, no, they shouldn't. You know how many lives you will take away? So that's why I'm just saying you should vote. You need to vote for your children. You need to vote for their safety. Why you should vote for their safety? Because they won't care. They would say that they will open up the school no matter what. If it's a pandemic, they will have them go. So start voting, guys. Start voting. Start having your voice heard. Start voting for what's right. Because you don't know what else is going to happen. It was a kid that died from COVID. Okay, it was a little girl. And it was on the news. And it's like people don't really see what's going on. They really don't see what's really going on. Your children's lives is in your hands. You know, just don't send them. Don't do it. Don't take that risk. Don't even try. You know, just pray, but just don't. You know, I mean, I could see if they doing 4 kids at a time, but still, because it's just not going to be enough for it. Then they talking about having the kids get sent back home. It won't even make any sense. You know, you got the kids wearing face masks, which is fine. You had to teach the kids. But more than things that they should teach these kids in school is to wash their hands. Okay? Wash their hands before they start touching objects, you know. So, what my thing is that should happen is they could have waited the next year after this year to send them back. Before they get it okay, it's clear. But they send the kids back because I think no one cares. So, you know, that's my opinion on this here, is that we should not send these children back to school so early. You know, there was like some schools that it was like a school in Georgia and they've been tested positive for COVID. It was some more schools that get tested positive for COVID. But still, please do not send your children back to school. I'm asking you, you know, just saying. Not just saying to make anyone upset or anything, but just saying, like, this is not actually, like, a silly or funny matter. But this is something to even think about before you say yes. Let me send him back to school. He needs to learn something. When you could teach them. See, this is something that parents don't understand. Teach your kids at home. Teach them how to be kids. Teach them different stuff like their numbers, their pluses. Something that you learned from back in the school or something like that. Teach them. Because that's the only way how you go teach them. Get a white billboard or something. Get something that will help them. You know? If you cannot teach your children, then what is they going to learn? School is not the only option that will help them. And then, there's another thing they should do. They should do FaceTime. Like, FaceTime in the students in each house. Like, one by one. Because this pandemic is still going on. And I don't know, I'm not going to stop talking about this pandemic until it's over. You know, I'm not actually going to stop talking about it. Until the whole entire pandemic is over, guys. So, we should just go ahead and start talking about it. Start, you know, asking a lot of questions. Start looking up our research. Start doing a lot of what we should do to help our community and each other grow. And we should start doing a lot for each other. And I know that might sound crazy, but I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying, guys. So, here's something else that I really want to talk about too, besides this pandemic and everything. I am actually a big, huge fan of J.K. Rowling, and she's actually a nice person, and I really, really, really love her books, because without her writing Harry Potter and getting the movies out to, you know, be awesome, it wouldn't be no Harry Potter. I don't get why people get so upset of her saying her own opinion on Twitter. Okay? If she has a belief that she don't believe, and I might talk about that later on my next podcast. If she has a different sort of belief, then don't get mad at her. Because my mom, she don't believe certain things. You know? And it's not right. You know, it's not right to get upset at a woman for her opinion. It's not right. She's a woman. At the end of the day, she is a woman. Okay? I'm sick of people yelling, like, not yelling at her, but getting upset with her on her Twitter. People post stuff on their Twitter all the time, and they talk about different stuff, you know? So, I'm just saying to those, without Harry Potter wouldn't be here. Harry Potter wouldn't been, you know, what it is like today. Fantastic Beasts wouldn't been out. So I have my opinion on some stuff too. Because it's just like, she's a woman. At the end of the day, and she do different things. And I don't care who gets mad at me or talk about we're gonna do some backlash. I don't care. Okay, I just feel like she is a female at the end of the day, just like I am and everyone else is, but she has a different belief, a different opinion. She might be raised on different beliefs and a different opinion. And she did not say that she don't like gay people. She loves gay people. But she just saying a different opinion and a different belief. And I love gay people, by the way. Yes. You know, they really awesome, though. You know, like, they really cool, kind of awesome. You know. Yeah. So, you know, you don't know what this woman's going through. You don't know what she's going through, what she's had going through behind closed doors, or how she's making all these books and stuff. So, it's just, like, I have to even, like, basically, when I looked at some of the stuff that's said on Twitter about her, it makes me kind of sad, because usually she didn't, it's just like, she usually talk about her own opinion normally, and the fans would go with it, but then, they just turned around on her, because she said her first opinion, her very first opinion about different stuff, and it's like, to me, if you want to get offended on somebody's stuff, then don't go to it, just go away, you know. I feel like this is her first time speaking the truth, and when people speak the truth, they don't want to hear the truth, they get upset. So don't be upset. If you don't want to hear the truth, don't be upset. That's why they're mad at her now, because she's speaking the truth, so they get mad at the truth. It's like, it's her books. She's selling the books. She gets new fans every day, you know. There. So, she gets new books every single day, and she gets new fans, I mean, every day, you know. So, I'm going to talk about that later on my podcast tomorrow. I'm not going to talk about it now, but I feel like I have a certain belief, and my mom got a different belief. I actually just want to talk about that. So, people cannot get upset if they hear the truth, for real. You know, and I'm actually going to speak the truth, too. So, don't get upset, too. Like, oh, yeah, let's ban her for doing a podcast. Let's ban her for doing different stuff. Oh, really? You going to ban my YouTube, too? You know, so don't get upset if somebody is speaking the truth, man. Because I know a lot of people who hear the truth. Some of them took it too well, and some of them did not. Some of them get upset and snap. Some of them just, like, look at you like, I can't believe you just said that. So, let's just have a breather. And before you say things to anybody who's speaking the truth to you, have a breather. And be like, okay, I understand, you're right, you know? I've seen people who say they covered up their Harry Potter tattoos because of what she said. You know, and I really don't get over to this day. I am actually a Harry Potter fan forever. I don't care what she said. And it's not going to change what I gotta do. It's not going to change what I feel like doing during my life. You know, it's not going to change it. At the end of the day, I'm my own person. But she's not going to stop saying what she's saying or stop speaking the truth because some people get mad and they just start talking. The media start talking. Everybody start talking. So, yeah. So, you know, it's not hard. If you don't want to hear the truth, then don't go to someone's page or anything. But if you really love J.K. Rowling or anyone else that's your favorite artist and they're speaking the truth, don't get mad at it. Don't get mad at it. If they're not coming at you, don't get mad at it. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to hurt no one's feelings. I'm just saying. The truth will set you free if you hear it. And I know there are some people who do listen to me, who are Harry Potter fans, who understand the exact same thing that I understand, or who's saying the exact same thing that I'm saying right now, or some of them who was mad at J.K. Rowling, but don't understand why. So we have a right to get upset, but we don't know why we get upset for. I just don't know why. It's really kind of a weird moment for me right now. It's weird. Okay, guys, so we're going to close out for a bit. I will start out next week. And we'll talk about J.K. Rowling in another podcast this time. So I'm going to make another podcast. It's going to be called... I don't know what it's going to be called, though. But it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool, though. Alright, guys. Bye.